and I was negative on Monday. Tuesday morning, more people tested positive. Some of our population tested positive. So I right away sent my daughter, who's 11, the one with lupus, to my parents' house. At the time, it felt like a good idea and that I was being very smart. But looking back right now, it was probably very stupid of me. And I was just panicking. So on Wednesday, I tested negative. Thursday, I tested negative. And then Friday morning, I tested positive at work. So it was just a process. And over the span of that time, a lot of our population also was testing positive, and so it's just kind of been a whirlwind of emotion, and dang it, then I got it.
You work as a nurse in a long-term care facility, and you felt like they were doing everything possible to keep the virus out of their facility.
Yeah, we were very, very careful. Everyone gets tested twice a week. We all wear our masks, disinfecting everything. We talk a lot to each other about protecting each other, our families, our population, knowing that we work with a high-risk population. So it's very much on our minds every day. It came into the facility despite that.
So you sent your daughter to your parents and she did test negative for the first test that she had.
Yes. I don't think people really realize how embedded it is in the community right now. It is really heavy in our area. And when you look at how it's spreading, there's no source. It's all community-wide now. So it's almost more dangerous than it was before. There's no way you can blame anyone at any time for where you got it from or how you contracted it. It is in the community, and therefore you're at risk at any moment when you're outside. And wearing your mask is the only way you can protect yourself from that. And even then, even with your best efforts, you can still contract it. Nobody reacts to this the same way. So for me, I came home asymptomatic and felt just fine. And then within 6 hours, I had a runny nose. I felt malaise. I had an ocular migraine. I couldn't taste or smell. That was the strangest sensation, all of a sudden losing that. My whole body just feels painful. And I don't have a temperature, never have had a temperature. I know of people that have contracted this when I have, and they are not doing as well as I am.
What are your kids doing now? I'm assuming that they're at home in quarantine.
So far, when I sent Paula home to be with my mom and dad, she went with her Chromebook and her books, and she's been set up and doing homeschooling there seamlessly. My 15-year-olds are pretty independent with their activities. They're doing good with their school stuff and keeping up here, but in terms of like feelings of the world on their shoulders, like, now we have to do everything, you know, like, because I can't. I can't just go and do 5 loads of laundry. I can't just go down and do dishes for them. You know, they are now running the house and they are feeling the weight of the world of that on their shoulders. And Nico, he's a 13-year-old, so he's my other teenager, the only boy in the house. He's feeling pretty limited in what he can do. He's tired of the girls. And so I'm sensing some of that as much as I'm seeing the concern in their faces. Kateri is the youngest, and she's probably the one that misses me the most. She sits on the other side of my door and knocks and talks to me, and we have our little conversations. My mom and dad are really good at keeping up with them, calling every day and talking to them through the Alexa. And then that gives Kateri time to spend with Paula because they dearly miss each other. In terms of the kids, though, I think that there's a lot of concern for me. They keep asking me, how am I feeling? Am I doing okay? And then they bring me things to drink and asking me what I would like to eat. They're bringing me soups. And I can't say that I'm like the best kept princess in the tower, but they are certainly trying really hard. And I am so proud of them.
Pam, is there anything else you'd want people to know? Anything else you'd like to say while we have you here?
I think it's important for people to know that when the president went into Walter Reed and was treated, he was given treatments and therapies and medications that we will never be allowed to have in the foreseeable future. Did not have to wait 24 to 48 hours to have his bed. He was given, you know, very much elite treatment that we are not going to have as just regular public. To understand that this is a serious, serious threat to our bodies. Whether you're seriously affected by it or just mildly affected by it, no one knows what the long-term effects are. Even the people that are affected mildly later on can have side effects. I've had friends who have never returned their taste and smelling I've got friends who just had a mild effect of it and are just in a state of fibromyalgia. They just can't seem to get moving, even though they didn't have a very bad, you know, COVID response. They are still struggling with that months later. This is not something to just take mildly and ignore. We have to protect each other. Wear your mask, wash your hands, be smart. Don't go to gatherings more than 10 people. You know, just consider that the person next to you could be the one that is going to be infected and you'll never know it.